Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace? Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant. There's Jerry over there. So this is Short Stuff from Stuff You Should Know. Short edition about campaign money.
Yeah.
Dirty money.
I think we've dabbled around this topic before, but this is a little shorty question answered.
Yeah, it's based on a How Stuff Works article we should call out. But I've always kind of wondered this, but didn't realize I'd wondered it. Because I think if I had actually wondered it, I would have just gone and researched it and found out, you know, the answer. But it was like in the back of my head, like one of those questions I didn't know I wanted to know the answer to until I saw the question. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And I know that I've donated to political campaigns and then never said, hey, wait a minute, you lost. Did you spend my money?
Right. But didn't cross your mind? I know you never said it, but did you ever think, like, did my money get spent?
I just assumed that it got spent 5 seconds after I hit the click button, you know?
I think that's frequently the case, but it is possible every once in a while that a candidate becomes so popular and raises so much money, but then that popularity and that war chest of campaign money is disproportionate to their actual chance of becoming the nominee for the party. Case in point was Jeb Bush in the 2016 election.
Oh, Jeb. He raised a lot of dough and did not, you know, I'm not sure if there's an equation for money spent and chances of winning, which there supposedly is, he bucked that trend.
He really did. He had, I think he raised something like $152
million,
$152 million, which was far and away the most of all the Republican nominees that primary season, and did not get it. And that is really unusual. But the reason we're mentioning this is because he had so much money, he got caught with some left over. And that's fine. Like, that's not the end of the world. But it does raise that question. If you have millions and millions of dollars of campaign contributions and you didn't make it to the general election, what happens to all that money?
Yeah, I mean, and it kind of depends. And, you know, when you say being caught, that doesn't mean that he did anything wrong, aside from, I guess, doing everything wrong to not win.
Sure.
But it's not like he was caught doing something bad. He was just, you know, he lost early enough to where there was, millions and millions and millions of dollars left over. And what happens to that money, it kind of depends on where it comes from.
Right. So they're now that the Supreme Court has completely ruined democracy with the Citizens United case, there are two main groups that can be funneling money toward a particular candidate's candidacy. There's the candidate, him or herself, and their campaign. And then there's also super PACs, political action committees. And there used to be political action committees, but now they're on steroids because they can raise unlimited funds and spend unlimited funds to help a candidate so long as the super PAC and the candidate aren't coordinating how that money is spent. They're just there to support the candidate in ideally on paper, I should say.
Yeah. And earlier when I said, if I gave just an independent schmo money to a candidate, it is probably mm-hmm. likely that money is burned through pretty quickly. These personal contributions, I get the idea that they kind of spend that stuff because, you know, and it points out in this article, if it's like kind of now or never, if it's not like you're holding on to that stuff for a rainy day, you're trying to win an election. And one way to do that is by spending tons of dough.
So that's called like cash on hand, right? That's when like you, Chuck, wrote a check to Jeb Bush and said, go Jeb, in like the memo. And Jeb's campaign went and cashed that money and put it in their account. That's cash on hand. Yeah, they burn through that very, very, very frequently. But there's also like a constant flow of money coming in over time, and their campaign may stop as that money's still coming in. So the question remains, like, what does Jeb Bush's campaign do with that? And there's actual rules for what they can do and can't do with it. Really, the main rule is that after Jeb Bush drops out of the race or doesn't get chosen as the party's nominee for the general election, he doesn't get to just be like, thanks for the $100 million, chumps. I'm going to go buy a yacht. That's basically the only rule that the FEC has. Well, one of a few rules, but that's the big one.
Yes, no yachts.
Right, the no yachts clause.
Yeah, it's basically you can't spend anything on your personal expenses.
Right.
And why don't we take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about some other FEC rules right after this.
Hey everybody, it's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace. Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 25129288 87, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky.
All right, so you can't spend that stuff on yourself. You can't say like, geez, raise all this money. I'd love to pay off my mortgage while I'm at it. That's kind of like the main thing. There are things you can do. They're called permissible uses. You can donate that money to charity, which would be kind of nice, I think.
Sure. Especially if it's like a nice charity that everybody can get behind, like the savepuppies.org or something like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I don't quite get. It says, because we pull from two sources. One says you can just donate it to another candidate, but I think that's limited to $2,000 if it's just a personal donation. But you can, can you transfer everything to like a PAC?
I believe so. I think the thing that was wrong here is that the person didn't say, the person from opensecrets.org didn't say that they can give it to another candidate up to $2,000. They can give the whole thing to the party.
Right.
Or, yeah, they can transfer it to a super PAC. So the candidate can apparently take that money and give it to a super PAC, but a super PAC can't give their money to a candidate. But the impression that I have is that that super PAC would have to spend that money on that candidate, either in a future election or if the candidate also is like, well, I'm just going to run for Senate instead. They would be, that super PAC could fund that candidate's campaigns no matter what kind of election they were running for.
Right. And it's also highly likely that there's an understanding that if a PAC or super PAC donates a ton of money and that mm-hmm. candidate loses or, and is out, especially if they're out early on, then there's like a, hey, you give that back to us now.
Yeah, especially with a super PAC, because super PACs, from the impression I have from researching this, are basically like a handful of extraordinarily wealthy billionaires who are saying, yeah, this is our guy. We want to back this person for their presidential campaign. And then if it doesn't work, they get their money back eventually that was unspent. That happened with Rick Perry. I think he had like $13 million in unspent funds, which that was his super PAC. And the reason that they knew that he didn't even make it to the primaries. And the big disparity between Rick Perry's campaign and super PAC was that he couldn't raise more than like $1 million, $1.5 million. His campaign couldn't, which is bad news for your campaign. His PAC raised a bunch of money because there were a couple of billionaires in Dallas who were basically funding the PAC. So when it came down to the wheels hitting the pavement and Rick Perry's campaign couldn't raise that kind of money, he knew it was time to get out, and his super PAC contributors got their money back.
And then, you know, how I was talking about people spending, like a lot of times a candidate will actually be in debt. So like not only do they spend, Scott Walker is a good example of this, Wisconsin mm-hmm. governor. Mm-hmm. He, when he dropped out in September 2015, he had $1 million in debts. So he burned through that money. So it's not like there was anyone he could, there was no money to return.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. So like you can be in debt. Your campaign can be in debt. And if you're wealthy, that's okay. There's ways for you to make that money back, to retire that debt. You can create fundraisers over time, but that's really difficult to get people to contribute to your campaign that's already lost so that you can retire debt. But if you're not wealthy, you might have taken out like personal loans along the way from banks.
Right.
And that means that you, the candidate, have personal loan obligations for the rest of your life from this campaign that was unsuccessful. So it can be really nerve-wracking to run for office and not win or not become the nominee, because if you are in debt, you can get caught with that. And it gets written off. Anything over $250,000 that you loan to your campaign gets written off as a donation. It's gone forever after 20 days after the election.
Yeah, and in the case of like a Donald Trump, or I guess rather anyone in the first term of what they hope is going to be a two-term affair, mm-hmm. If you've just got all this money raised and then you didn't spend it, your campaign is still an entity. It's still an ongoing entity. It's not like they dissolve that while you're in office and then you have to restart at the end of your term again. Like he just basically, like anyone would, keep that money in the coffers for the second term's campaign.
So that's what happens to the unspent money. It just evaporates if you really want to think about it. And thank you for joining us on Short Stuff. We'll see you next time.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.